Halloween is over. It's November now. I asked if I could play Christmas music today, and management said emphatically, no, no, not yet. But we're getting some wintry weather around. Kevin Eubank is joining us live. What's going on out there?
Yeah, you know what? A nice little storm system came through. It was cold, so we had a little bit of light snow up above 10, 11,000 feet up at Alta and on top of Sundance. So nothing big, just snow flying through the air. And it's not the first time we've seen that this year. We've already had snow up in our mountains in the month of October. But we kind of turn the corner. When you finish Halloween and head into November, a lot of things start changing. Our average first snowfall in the valley is November 6th, so that's less than a week away.
That's 5 days away.
And it doesn't look like we're going to get any snowfall in the next 7 days, but the timing, at least for the climate record, shows that it's about that time of the year where we start to see those colder temperatures.
Now, that's not earliest in the valley. That's the average.
The average first snowfall in the valley is November 6th. So, no, the earliest goes all the way back into September, if you can believe it.
Could you imagine? Wow.
Pretty crazy.
Closure of mountain roads, Guardsman Pass was closed, today?
Yeah, a lot of times they'll start closing those high mountain passes so that they can prepare it, get the stakes up and gates down before the snow flies, because if they wait until the snow's on the ground, it becomes a lot more difficult to do that. So, yes, a lot of those mountain roads, Guardsman Pass, and many others will be closed now for the season. Mirror Lake Highway should be coming and closing that one off, too. So, in the next couple weeks, all those get shut down. Temperatures during the month of November, we really start to drop. In fact, we average only one day with highs in the 70s during the month, and most of the month is spent with highs in the 50s and 60s.
Is it my imagination, or has October been above average in temperature?
October was exceptionally warm in Salt Lake City. In fact, just to give you an idea, we only average 8 days in the 70s during October. We had 15 days in Salt Lake City, 3 days in the 80s. It was unbelievably warm and dry. Again, we only ended up with very little precipitation. It was only about 60% of normal.
So the question is, does a warm October mean anything for winter? Is there some snappy rhyme? I'm trying to think.
No, don't go there. No, it doesn't. No. When you look back at Octobers, they're not a very good predictor for what's going to happen during the month of November. So the good news is that the jet stream has been bringing a series of storms into the state of Utah, and that is a good predictor. What sets up in early fall often tends to stick around through the wintertime. So the fact that we don't have this big, huge high pressure off the California coast blocking things bodes very well to get the moisture that we need during the wintertime in here during the months of December and January.
I think you're talking about a snowpack there.
Well, we need a snowpack. That's for darn sure. It's been a rough couple of years, and every little flake we get makes a big difference. So keep them coming.